My name is Cassandra Quo. I'm 16 years old. Today is September 16th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Ingrid Quo, who is my mother. We are recording in Sierra Madre, California. I guess these are a lot of the questions that I wanted to ask you and never realized that I did, and also some questions that you were interested in telling me the answers to. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yes, of course. In my work life, I definitely believe that it's very important to seek advice and wisdom from people who have been there and done it before. Especially when you're starting out in your career, it's really easy to only think about yourself and your own path and how ambitious you are and just think that you're going to get there on your own. But as you get older and work longer, you realize that you don't have all the answers. So having somebody to mentor you and to guide you is really important. And also reaching out to people who have different backgrounds, they also have really good wisdom and experience to share.
If you could do anything for work, what would you do?
Well, I already have achieved my dream of opening my own business, but if I were to do a different line of work, I would really want to travel and eat good food and write about it.
Oh.
And next.
Why do you want to do this work?
Well, I really do love to travel. I really love to see different countries, different cities, different cultures. And I love the food. I'm so curious about flavors and ingredients and just really trying as many new things, exploring as many different places as possible.
What do you think is the most hurtful thing that people across political divides can say about you?
Well, as a born-again Christian, people automatically assume that I am a Republican Trump supporter. And even though I have been part of the Republican Party based on platform issues, I would say I'm actually, I've changed a lot, and I definitely don't go by party lines anymore. I definitely more pro-choice, pro-immigration, pro-gun control. Those are all things that the Republican Party right now is really against, and it's really hurtful to be lumped into a group because I feel that it does a disservice to the individual. And individual people can be part of a party but still have differing viewpoints on specific issues. And I think we have become too polarized and too easy to judge people just based on labels.
What do you think shifted this change in perspective?
I'm not really sure. That's a really good question. I think because it's so easy to just criticize people and judge people based on labels, no one is really taking the time to have serious and deep conversations. They're more concerned about being right instead of being in a conversation or a dialogue and learning from each other. I think nobody wants to learn from each other anymore. They just want to be the one who's right. And so when you're not willing to listen and have good communication, then that's where it breaks down.
Well, I'm glad we're having a dialogue now. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
I would say I have two great accomplishments. Of course, one would be my four kids and starting my own business.
Can you tell me about any lessons you've learned from any relationships that you have and what wisdom you have to pass on about love?
So speaking about male-female relationships, I would say as a girl to not act or be too desperate and do things that make you just act out of normal, you know, go crazy. I think the best wisdom would be to just keep a level head and let the guy pursue you and show his qualities before you go crazy.